So, what inspired you guys to take essentially the motherload of all road trips?
This is Darius speaking. So, I initially thought of this trip idea in 2010 and just through regular life stuff, never made it happen. With the centennial of the Park Service this year, I just decided if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. And so I quit my job. My boss said that it was the coolest reason she'd ever heard for somebody quitting a job.
What is it about national parks that's so alluring to you?
Trevor here. Yeah, I think the national parks are just this sort of time capsule in a way that you can hand down to your children and your grandchildren, that you'll be able to say, like, this is exactly the same way as I saw it, as long as we can protect it and keep it in that pristine condition. And there's all kinds of other lands that might be beautiful, but if they're not protected, then, you know, they won't be the same way as they have been for centuries.
Well, it sounds like a dream road trip, but there must be some challenges.
Finding Wi-Fi, it's always a challenge.
When the weather's good, things are good, because when you're living out of your car and you're in a tent, good weather means that you don't get rained on, you don't get snowed on. There was one time, though, that we were in Katmai National Park in the Valley of 10,000 Smokes, and the weather looked like it was going to be good, so I left my tent rain fly. I didn't put my tent rain fly on, and we went for a hike, and a storm rolled in, and by the time I got back to my tent, literally everything was completely soaked. For me, that's the lower points, is when we hit bad weather and there's nothing you can do about it but just kind of suffer through it.
So you just went to Grand Canyon National Park and the Petrified Forest. What did you think of our local gems?
The Grand Canyon is absolutely beautiful. We were really, really lucky. One of our close friends had a permit to raft the Grand Canyon, so we actually rafted the entire thing in 19 days in November. This time we actually went to the rim and got to see the canyon from above, and it's a totally different experience. I guess I kind of equate it to going to a basketball game. When you go to a basketball game, you can either have courtside seats or you can have nosebleed seats, and the nosebleed seats are from the rim and the courtside seats are in the river, and I personally prefer the courtside seats because you get to ride the waves a little bit more, but it's still just indescribable to see the 4,000 foot drop into the canyon in the Colorado River.
What have you learned from this trip?
Trevor here. I would say that the biggest thing I could say is that it gives you such an appreciation for the things that you take for granted in everyday life. You know, like, we're literally living outside, and so that gives you such an appreciation just for, like, getting to crash on a friend's couch for the night and having, you know, like, fresh, clean running water and taking a shower and things like that. It really gives you that kind of appreciation, and I sort of hope for myself that I'll continue to carry that appreciation with me for the rest of my life, and remembering that, you know, we're lucky to have those kinds of things.
This is Dries. I think a lot of our friends that are our age have said things like, I really wish I could go do that, but I just, you know, the job, I just can't do it. And it's like, well, you can do it. It's just a question of what you value. And so I think for me at this time in my life, I really value seeing all these national parks and being outside and getting the opportunity to run up mountains and run back down them. And so I kind of hope other people think about, what are the things that are valuable to you right now? And are there some changes that you could make in your life to make that happen? Or are you satisfied with what you're doing? And if you are, that's great.